Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the National Infant Immunization. They call it immunization. It's actually vaccination and hypersensitization, but it's the, quote, immunization week. And we're going to counter it today with a little bit of editorial, not only by yours truly, Dr. Len Horowitz, but Ingrid Castell-Harkins, who is one of my heroes. She's been involved with the National Vaccination Liberation Organization for many years, and I'm going to be sharing with you today some of the information that Ingrid's been putting out of the love of her heart to try to save these beautiful infants and children from these despicable, hideous atrocities of toxicities, vaccinations. I'm also going to be sharing with you a little bit about some breaking news. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the electromagnetic frequency directing unit up in Alaska called HAARP, that's H-A-A-R-P, stands for the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project. Imagine this. Imagine heating the atmosphere in an era of global warming. What kind of an idiot would do that? Well, your administration and the government of the United States, in support of the British oligarchy's energy industrialists, you're talking about the people that own ARCO, the Royal Family of England, built this, whatever it is, this despicable array of antenna up in Alaska, and what they're doing is beaming frequency vibrations off the ionosphere. They tell you to heat it up. Heat up the atmosphere, why don't you, in an era of global warming where we are being told even a couple of weeks ago in Newsweek that it's time to be very afraid, very, very afraid, says the mainstream media, about the bio-spiritual warfare, in my humble opinion, that's taking place. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Well, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. If you're not familiar with my work, you can get some information by going to www.drlenhorowitz.com. That's www.drlenhorowitz.com, and if you're interested in any of the books, 15 of them, or that I've written, and we've been blessed to bring forward some extraordinary revelations, particularly in recent weeks with the emergence of the book Walk on Water, where we deal with the mathematical matrix of the universe and the core creative frequencies of creation. That's you included. Everything is uplifted by sound, and that light comes out of sound through the water. It's hydrocreationism. The whole concept is revolutionary in terms of its healing implications and the applications for healing, such as the amazing CD that Jonathan Goldman produced called Holy Harmony. Well, if you want to get Holy Harmony or the new book, Walk on Water, I want to thank my principal sponsor for bringing that to you, bringing that to us. It's healthyworlddistributing.com. That's www.healthyworlddistributing.com. That's the general storefront. That's the catalog. And if you want to remember it, easy way to remember it is love, L-O-V-E, wow.com. And that gives you some information directly to the Walk on Water material. Lots been going on that front. I'm going to be probably reviewing that next week. Setting aside this Insight Hour, and I'll take your phone calls also. I'll give you a toll-free number in a couple minutes so that you can call in. But I thought that it would be best to set aside a little time to discuss these new findings and news with regard to the vaccination programs and what we're doing nationally to counter the propaganda. I want to also thank Dwayne Robbins, the LifeWave team director, and our BioSpiritual Dream Team group, who's been helping us, and we're going to be bringing to you tomorrow night. That's every Wednesday. Now, of course, every Tuesday, which it is right now, from 6 o'clock my time, that's Hawaii time, till 7, and that's West Coast time. It's, of course, 9 o'clock. We're 3 hours now behind Pacific time. That's, of course, midnight on the East Coast. We bring you every Tuesday on bbsradio.com. Thank you, Don, for hosting and producing engineering and being the chief cook and bottle washer behind this production, this hour of insight on www.bbs, that's boyboysamradio.com, and that I'm going to share with you, even international callers, there's a telephone number where you can get engaged in this discussion thanks to Don's efforts. That's every Tuesday night. Again, that's Tuesdays from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Pacific time and 12 o'clock to 1 in the morning. If you can't sleep, turn on the Inside Hour, and that's on the East Coast. Every Wednesday, that's tomorrow, we're going to be on a different program. You can go to www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Again, that's our sponsor's website, and there's a chat room link where you can just link right in online or over the telephone, and let me give you that toll-free number now so that you can call in and be part of our family discussion. It's kind of like we call it here in Hawaii, the Aloha Ohana. That's the Aloha family, and that's what we have engaged with because we've determined, and or at least concluded, that we can't do it alone anymore, that you can't do it alone, that the whole concept of dividing the sheeple, to conquer the flock and lead everybody to the slaughterhouses, which today, by the way, are largely the concentration camps that are really called healthcare organizations, health maintenance organizations, and hospitals. It's the concentration camps of today. But we're out getting out of that. We're getting engaged in a new paradigm. And let me give you that toll-free number to get engaged with our family. Every Wednesday, we discuss the issues that we need for physical salvation and spiritual evolution on Wednesday's Inside Hour. So that number is 319-256-0500. That's 319-256-0500. And then you need a PIN number to get into the chat discussion. And that PIN number is 713-303-POUND. That's 713-303-POUND. And that's Wednesdays. Now the time, mark down the time as well. Wednesdays from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, that's Hawaii time. That's, so tomorrow I've got to get on at 3 to 4. But, of course, West Coast time, that's now 6. Let's see. That used to be 3 to 4. 2 to 3. From 5 to 6 o'clock Pacific time, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, and 8 to 9 o'clock East Coast time. That's every Wednesday on the Inside Hour. Our Hawaii time, again, is 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So welcome to a hour of insight. Let me also, for those of you who might want to get engaged in this discussion, and give me about 20 minutes to the bottom of the hour, but I'll give you the number now. If you'd like to call in and ask a question or express a concern, just call Don at bbsradio.com at the following number. It's toll-free, 888-268-4343. That's 888-268-4343, and international callers are encouraged to call 281-419-7697. So if you're up in Canada or even in Europe listening in on bbsradio.com, you're encouraged to call in. And the telephone number is 281-419-7697. Well, this week, as I mentioned, it's called National Infant Immunization Week, and it's being countered by what I feel is the best organization throughout probably the world, certainly in the United States and North America, that's been at the forefront of declaring what the unspoken risks are with regard to vaccinating your children and your infants. 12-hour-old infants, for example, in hospitals whose immune systems are not even mature yet, who need mother's breast milk and the colostrum therein to be optimally sustained and healthy. And by now we're beginning to realize it's not simply physical sustenance or nutritional sustenance, it's actually spiritual sustenance that they're receiving by this magnificent natural act of breastfeeding. Well, of course, you know, with the foods that were manipulated and substituted, particularly in third world countries, the lactate derivatives that the milk products and the milk substitutes that addicted mothers as well as infants in countries, and ultimately destroyed in the process their immune systems. And of course, much of that is expressed in the infectious disease rates that have been in underdeveloped nations pretty bad. The issue here in the United States is not so much that, but we have 12-hour-old infants whose immune systems are not even mature yet being injected with the hepatitis B vaccine. They recommend 3 doses over a period of a few weeks. Imagine this now. Here's a question for you. Hepatitis B is a blood-borne pathogen. Far and away, it is an infectious disease that is only spread through contaminated blood or sex or drug use, IV drug use. Now here you have a 12-hour-old infant. Sexually promiscuous? Nope. On IV drugs? Nope. And susceptible to blood transfusions at that young age? Nope, not really. So why would it be, what is the rationale behind giving 12-hour-old infants the hepatitis B vaccine? Well, it's alleged that the children are at higher risk for hepatitis. And the fact is that they're really not. Parents are misinformed. In fact, they're not beyond misinformed, they're threatened. They're told that they can't even take their children out of the hospital unless they get them injected, infected, intoxicated with these agents that are derived now, not live, but genetically manipulated organisms that are produced in France now. A few years ago, they stopped producing the hepatitis B vaccines here in the United States, and that subsequently, the hepatitis B vaccines that are the new ones are just, in my opinion, as bad as the old ones. But if you did the numbers, and this is the tragedy, the Centers for Disease Control tells you that they don't have control over the numbers. They don't have a grip on the number of infants and children who are harmed by these vaccinations. In fact, they tell you that well over 90% of the vaccine injuries never get reported. That's less than 10%, they tell you, that they are aware of that have problems with these vaccinations that get reported. So that here's the problem with that. You see, public health is supposed to be, and that's my master's in public health degree, comes from Harvard, so I can tell you with some expertise, that public health policies, particularly like vaccination policies, policies that affect people's health and well-being, the mortality and morbidity rates on the planet and the population. We need to know well in advance, before we establish these policies, that we're not killing and maiming more people than we're helping and saving. Well, gee whiz, that makes sense, doesn't it? The problem is that without the numbers, you cannot conduct any public health program with any confidence. You see, you don't have what's called a risk-benefit analysis. That is what is required in science and in public health and medicine to establish the benefits versus risks, and that the ratio is in your favor. To date, with 90% plus of the data missing, that the physicians don't report injured children, that parents are told falsehoods such as, oh, we don't know what caused this particular problem, given the mercury toxicity from the vaccination injuries and all of the other autoimmune type of disorders and diseases associated with injecting your children and yourselves with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and in the case of smallpox, you're looking at cowpox. So imagine putting all that, pouring all that into your blood system and doing it as a 12-hour infant. What an assault. It's literally assault with a deadly weapon now, isn't it? And you realize that, and you look at the science underlying it, and you realize even the package inserts warn you that there is a good chance that your children is going to be injured, either mildly, 15 to 20% of the children develop little swellings or inflammatory reactions around their injection site, and of course about 13 to 14% develop a fever, maybe a little cold or flu-like symptoms. And, of course, the package insert goes down, and that percentage is, so finally you get down to where it says about 5% sustained serious injury, potentially long-term chronic illnesses. And now you're talking about chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, the whole laundry list of autoimmune diseases. Here's a short list for you. Chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling, rheumatoid arthritis, as I said, adult and type 1 autoimmune diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, and many, many more. Of course, that doesn't include the childhood injuries that we're seeing more prominently today. Prevalently, we're seeing the chronic draining ear infections that won't quit. What do you expect when you get these foreign agents as well as chemical toxins and heavy metals polluting your bloodstream, landing as it does all these elements on your connective tissue, for example, surrounding your myelin sheath of your nerve fibers, where then suddenly now inflammatory cells, white blood cell bodyguards pour into the area of infection and begin to eat away at your own myelin sheath because it gets confused with the formation of what's called a, quote, antigenic complex, end quote. Your own body mounts an immune response against your own body. That's the perfect decimation weapon, isn't it, for population control, where you've got people killing themselves. Well, that's in essence what it is that this vaccination policy and agenda is really all about, in my humble opinion, and based on the evidence. And the book, the definitive work, of course, I have 15 books. I recommend the national bestseller. Currently, it's my only of 15 bestsellers. We're going to have that change pretty soon. I'm just waiting over the next couple months, probably, to be informed that we've gotten two other best-selling books. One is called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science is our top seller and has been for some time now. Of course, in the last week, we've sold quite a number of copies of Walk on Water. That just came out last weekend. But the book Healing Celebrations goes into the five steps that everybody needs to take in order to prepare themselves and make their temples of the Creator, their bodies, their physical temples, impregnable against the infectious diseases of today and what they're going to be throwing at us soon, tomorrow potentially, this avian flu beast. By the way, I've got something to share with you. Just research passed my desk this week, very, very compelling research, telling me about and teaching us that hypericin, and of course the homeopathic hypericum is related to that. Hey, it's St. John's wort, which is in the product OxyAdvantage. I've been recommending oxygenation and oxygenation therapies and the cold-pressed organic aloe vera in the product called OxyAdvantage for some time. And it's got the oxygenating herbs, hawthorn berry, St. John's wort, a little American ginseng and ginkgo. Now, St. John's wort, for those of you who are afraid of this avian flu, actually has the capacity to destroy the particular virus associated with the avian flu. And that's research that's been now heavily circulating in the scientific arena and now on the Internet. So that's some good news. But getting back to the discussion of vaccinations and what you can do about them, you know, if you boost your own immunity naturally and you take care of yourself normally, as you should, then you don't need vaccinations, and nor do your infants and children. So the issue becomes, if you actually had the data, and we ran the analysis some time ago, I did it for following the book publication, the national bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. You want to find out about the origin of AIDS, about the origin of Ebola, and about the origin of virtually all the new beasties, such as the hepatitis B, hepatitis C. You know, we used to just have what was called the Australian antigen, AUAG it was called. It's short for the silver and gold for population control is the Australian antigen, AUAG. That I'm taking off now from the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, came out 3 months before September 11th, where I showed you that the global industrialists that are conducting global genocide in the name of public health and national security turn to the gold and silver for population control, AUAG. That's hepatitis B. Before it was called hepatitis B, it was called AUAG, the Australian antigen. And at any rate, this particular agent, the background on it, shows you that we had, from that, the evolution of hepatitis A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and it goes on. We might as well sing the whole alphabet of the strains and the mutations of the hepatitis that Saul Krugman et al. For the United States Army, the biological weapons contracting labs, were way back in the late 60s and early 70s working with the Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York, injecting them and infecting them and studying the reactions from hepatitis B and other mutants. And we believe firmly that Geraldo Rivera's career-making discovery and expose on the Willowbrook State School abuses, he alleged that they were being, these children were being physically and emotionally abused and potentially sexually abused, but the real abuse was taking place in the laboratories, and the injections of these children with the earliest hepatitis B vaccines that contained, apparently, because they were produced partly in contaminated chimpanzees shipped from Africa to New York City. And that the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and the Merck Pharmaceutical Company and the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases each played a role in taking that particular vaccine produced in contaminated chimpanzees. Of course, those in the scientific arena and the medical arena studying HIV/AIDS will tell you that the closest thing going to the human AIDS virus is the simian immunodeficiency virus from the chimpanzee. It's 62 to 3% identical to human HIV. Where did it come from? Some green monkey biting somebody's butt? Not really. It came from the laboratories, and the Willowbrook State School experiment was one of the first populations, apparently, to get HIV/AIDS. They closed the school and gave Geraldo Rivera the lead story where he alleged abuse. Meanwhile, what he should have been reporting on is genocide. The hepatitis B vaccine is not where the genocide stopped in Willowbrook. It went on to the gay men in New York City. Fire Island's gay population was decimated because, in fact, in the village, this is where the hepatitis B experiments were ongoing and heavily targeting. Allegedly, that the gay men, because of their sexual promiscuity, were far more at risk for hepatitis B infection. Again, a bloodborne sexually transmitted disease. IV drug users are the only other main risk group. And so beyond that, Litton's labs, Litton Bionetics, of course, another colleague of New York University Medical Center, Saul Krugman, they were getting their chimpanzees from Litton Bionetics. This is the contracts we've reprinted in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. Let me give you a toll-free number to get it in case you want to call and educate yourself, and you have people who are concerned about HIV, AIDS, Ebola, and the new emerging viruses, including this avian flu beast. Well, get the background, get the whole understanding of what's going down in the laboratories with regard to the mass mutations of these infectious agents, and you will begin to realize that man's greatest enemy is man, and the madmen that are engaging in this type of genetic mutations within the laboratories and the emerging of these new viruses. Get emerging viruses by calling toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Now, let me share with you a little with that background what Ingrid Cassell-Harkins has been doing this week, this being National Immunization Week. Of course, I want to share up front that that word, immunization, is a complete misnomer. It implies immunization. Immunization occurs naturally when human beings, including our infants and children are exposed to infectious agents or even pollens and toxins within the atmosphere, within the environment, by way of food, airborne, water, etc. Immunization is a natural process. Vaccination is an unnatural process. Vaccination does not cause necessarily immunization. In fact, all of the studies that I've looked at, and there are a ton of them, an absolute ton of research data that strongly suggests, if not definitively proves, that vaccination causes hypersensitization. Hypersensitivity. This is where all the allergies and the flus and the asthmas are coming from. Excuse me. So now you begin to realize that society is being sickened and enslaved by these pharmaceuticals, by the vaccinations, of course, which then are, you prescribe pharmaceuticals for all the toxic side effects from the vaccinations, and then you begin to get the whole population enslaved to the drugs. Of course, now the entire culture is being propagandized and manipulated, brainwashed. Turn on your nightly news, and you see most of the advertisements for pharmaceuticals tell you that it's normal to live a life taking drugs and then getting all the side effects. And then for those side effects, having to take more drugs. That's the normal life, isn't it? Well, it's not for me. If you want that, you go right ahead. It's your choice. So National Infant Immunization Week, the name itself is really inappropriate. It should be National Infant Intoxication Week. And it's countered by the health activism primarily of grassroots groups, including at the forefront, Vaccination Liberation. Let me give you a toll-free number to call Vaccination Liberation in Idaho. And when you do, please just congratulate Ingrid for all of the fine work she does. That number is 888-249-1421. That's 888-249-1421. Her website, excellent website. It's superior. It is the top of the line, top shelf when it comes to vaccine information, little known risks and dangers associated with getting your infants and children vaccinated. It's www.vaccinetruth.com. Vaccinetruth.com. Excellent, excellent title for a website as well. So I'm quoting from Ingrid's press release. This is important, folks. Listen up. The public health industry began recognizing the last week of April as National Infant Immunization Week in 1994 to promote the belief that vaccination has spared millions of children the ravages of childhood diseases. This year's NIIW celebration has expanded to include nations throughout the Western Hemisphere, and the National Infant Immunization Week promoters are cooperating with the observance of Vaccination Week throughout the Americas. So that's this week, April 22nd through the 29th, this is taking place. Nationwide, vaccine awareness activists are educating the public about the fact that organizers of Vaccination Week have ignored the contributions of improved sanitation and year-round availability of fresh fruits and vegetables in the decline of infectious disease rates. Vaccine proponents have vigorously denied the legacy of vaccine-induced injuries and epidemics and the burden upon families devastated by the vaccine-related injuries, including the skyrocketing rates of autistic spectrum disorder in our nation's youth, associated with the mercury toxicity and the heavy metal sitting on the nerve cells, which literally cause our children to become brain damaged. As public health departments proselytize the eradication of several infectious diseases as a result, I should say falsely proselytize the eradication of several diseases as a result of mass vaccination programs, a counter movement consisting of new medical awareness seminars, Voices of Safety International, people advocating vaccine education, Vaccination Liberation, Dr. Len Horowitz and Dr. Tim O'Shea will be educating the public this week about the known dangers of vaccination. Vaccines are comprised of neurotoxins and carcinogens, including thimerosal, which is 49.6% ethyl mercury, which, when in the body, particularly in dental fillings, it is assimilated and metabolized by the bacteria in your gum tissues to cause methylmercury, one of the most hideously toxic elements on the face of the planet. Besides that, the vaccinations contain aluminum hydroxide and formaldehyde. Vaccines intentionally contain specific pathogens that are cultured in cell lines from both animal and human origin, genetically mutated in most cases, and when injected are capable of adversely modifying human DNA. Another problem is the unwanted pathogens ending up in vaccines, such as the millions of polio vaccines contaminated with the simian virus 40, the 40th monkey virus ever discovered that was known to cause cancer in virtually every animal it was injected into. That's a whole other story that I go into, folks, in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. That is one of the premier reasons why this whole story of the simian virus 40 has gotten the notoriety that it has over the past decade, is because of the emergence of the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and the research that I was blessed to conduct, showing that even the most esteemed researchers at the Food and Drug Administration who had tested Merck Pharmaceutical Company's polio vaccine, pulling it right off the shelf and injecting a dozen monkeys, all dozen keeled over dead or became paralyzed. And then they took that data to Smidell, the director for the National Institutes of Health, and he got the photos from them, and he heard from them, and he told them to shut up. He censored them, and he demoted them and defunded them when they began to cry out for the public to wake up to the toxic risks of vaccination, particularly the polio vaccination. And Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart ultimately ended their careers on that sour note. It took Bernice Eddy approximately 10 years from that point. That was 1960. 10 years later, approximately, actually it was 12 years, she got 1972 before the United States Congress, and she told our Congress people that if they continued to allow these contaminated vaccines to go out, she guaranteed them that over the next 20 years, America would be seeing epidemics of cancer unlike the world has ever seen. Now you begin to realize, from the origins of these contaminated vaccinations and the simian monkey virus 40, how we got all of the cancers of today. The worst cancers we see are associated with Epstein-Barr, vaccine contaminations, the herpes type viruses, simian cytomegalo, Epstein-Barr, as I mentioned, herpes B. All of these were injected, and we were infected from these vaccinations. So even the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention admitted through its January 2004 release of Autism Alarm that 1 in 6 children now have a developmental or behavioral disorder, and 1 in 166 children are currently diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. However, the CDC denies the obvious cause of this nationwide epidemic, which is now turning pandemic. Thanks for the export of this deadly vaccination agenda worldwide. The dramatic rise in the number of vaccines is currently the obvious cause of this nationwide epidemic, writes Ingrid Cassell. The dramatic rise in the number of vaccines is currently recommended for our developing children. To date, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has paid, get this, $1.2 billion to families who have proven that their children suffered the permanent disabilities or died from vaccine injuries or reactions. Now, I have you know, folks, that number, $1.2 billion, pales by comparison to the potential payout if the government ever recognized and allowed the families to gain the liability monies that they deserve because of the vaccine injuries that they were sustained to their children. There have been hundreds of thousands. At last count, and I did not count this later than about the year 2000, approximately 6 years ago, there were well over 250,000 families, a quarter of a million families, who had vaccine-injured children that this fund that had paid out now $1.2 billion that did not cover over a quarter of a million families who likewise had injured children. Cassell continues, less than 25% of families who apply through this VICP program ever get compensated. Many more families never apply for compensation since they do not recognize the symptoms of vaccine damage. Of course, the physicians say, we don't know what causes this. Sorry. It's an act of God. That's what they tell the parents. In 1990, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System was set up. Yeah, what a setup it was, too. As a national database for doctors and health care providers to report adverse reactions from vaccines. It is admitted that less than 10% of the doctors report adverse reactions to the VARs. Even this small percentage of the total speaks to the volumes about the relatively hidden epidemic of serious vaccine reactions, including permanent disabilities and death. Shockingly, there is no system at all in place to pull a bad batch of vaccine from the market. Now, folks, my position is that not any dose or lot of vaccine is suitable for injection into any organic organism. It's all bad, in my humble opinion. Based on the revelations in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, you can slam dunk the concept that vaccination is the last thing that you would want to do to your beloved children, as well as yourselves. The manufacturer must, by the way, voluntarily recall a batch of bad vaccine. Now, what manufacturer that you know has a high integrity to do that and lose millions of dollars? A batch of vaccine, a bad batch is considered a batch of vaccine resulting in more adverse reactions than usual. This is why severely contaminated batches of vaccine continue to be administered to our children. The recent release of two important books, I mentioned certainly one of them, as well as Vaccine A, the Covert Government Experiment That's Killing Our Soldiers, and Why GIs Are the Only the First Victims by Gary Matsumoto, that this particular book is also excellent for educating yourselves about this hideous political population reduction agenda. These books have ample evidence for parents to unite in collaborative outrage against the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the Centers for Disease Control. All of the authors that have published any good books on vaccine injury, including the award-winning investigators Matsumoto and Kirby, these are award-winning journalists whose books shine bright lights on the institutionalized graft and the collusion between the CDC, the Institutes of Medicine, the Food and Drug Administration, and pharmaceutical companies. As well as I said, the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola does it as well. What is most clear and well documented in these books is the lack of basic long-term vaccine safety studies, poor pre-licensing testing, inadequate adverse reaction reporting, almost non-existent follow-up to adverse reactions, mandatory vaccine laws, and the removal of unvaccinated populations from vaccine studies all combine to form non-scientific, pro-vaccine public health policy, which again, in my humble opinion, is genocidal policy. parents nationwide are calling for reassessment and revamping of our government's current push for more and more vaccines for our most vulnerable citizens, infants, young children, and the elderly. They have vowed to use whatever creative means at their disposal to alert the public of the true dangers inherent in all vaccines. As a result, the National Infant Immunization Week has gained a new meaning for activists nationwide. It is now to be known as Vaccination, Intoxication, and Danger Awareness Week. Well, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Thanks for joining us. Again, the toll-free number to call if you have any questions or comments is 888-268-4313. We're on bbsradio.com. Another way to get there is bloginservice.com, www.bbsboyboysamradio.com. And for international callers, that number again, it is a toll number, is 281-419-7697. Now, let me just share with you, I had mentioned that we have some interesting breaking news with regard to Project HAARP, the electromagnetic frequency manipulation unit up in Alaska that they're apparently turning the heat up on, again, during an era of global warming. I think you got to be insane to do that. But at any rate, HAARP is building up now a 3.6 million watt broadcast capacity, according to recent press releases. It's been under construction since 1990. The high-frequency antenna array in this high-frequency auroral or active auroral research project, or HAARP, H-A-A-R-P for short. The facility is in, Gaikona, Alaska, has been completed and is now preparing to exploit the emerging ionospheric and radio science technologies relating to the advanced defense applications. So here you have another defense, allegedly defense project, like the DARPA projects, which is to, if you read the government's website, to beam off the highest level of the atmosphere, which is like the ionospheric belt that surrounds our atmosphere of Earth, beaming up off of that, bouncing off of that top level, electromagnetic frequency radiations to, they say, heat up the atmosphere and study the effects. Well, the fact is that these effects can be devastating and be intimately connected to weather control. In fact, if you study the concept of El Nino, you realize that the HAARP technology has the capacity to do everything that the El Nino effect is having or is doing on our nation's weather. El Nino is said to be responsible for the wind changes, the jet stream across the United States. Now, I would highly recommend, if you would like to learn more about the insidious political and financial agenda underlying this type of biospiritual mechanics and technology and warfare, then read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Think of the title. It came out not as a Johnny-come-lately. It came out 3 months before September 11th, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Very few people were talking about those factors prior to 9-1-1. But the reality is this, that the electromagnetic frequency devices, as you see in the Illuminati's artwork that we've published in that book, Death in the Air, 16-page full-color gallery of the Illuminati's artwork, where one of the pictures you see is a Anglo-American warlord. Now, if you understand globalization or the New World Order agenda, you realize who's really behind it is the banksters of Europe, the old Rothschild clan, as well as the money managers for the royalty of England and Europe. The bankers are in bed with the House of Windsor, the royal family of England and Germany. And those are the directors of our global agenda. And America, since its inception, has been part of that agenda. I know that's strange and hard to believe for many people, but the reality is, if you study the works of fine authors and researchers who've meticulously documented their work, you realize that our founding fathers were all Freemasons engaged in literally a plot. Now, they may have been, some of them, good people. They may have had a good desire, but the reality is this is a long-term agenda that's been unfolding from secret places, and that ultimately the ultimate goal is an Anglo-American English-speaking world and directed world. And so the reality that you see in the art that these people have in their museums, that we were fortunate enough to get a hold of some extremely interesting artwork. You know, pictures tell a thousand words. These tell a million. And one of those pictures is an Anglo-American warlord riding the back of a debilitated Judeo-Christian skeleton and holding in his right hand an energy frequency control mechanism, an antenna connected to it, controlling the wind or weather changes across the United States. That's what the picture depicts. Well, that's precisely what Project HAARP is. And when you now get the new book, Walk on Water, wherein we share with you the mathematical matrix of the universe, that the core creative frequencies of the universe, and in the book of Genesis, we were told that the Creator created everything through the spoken word on water. What is word but sound? What is sound but electromagnetic frequencies? What's that? That's just like what's being used by Project HAARP, electromagnetic frequencies to control weather changes and earth changes. And all they would have to do is simply heat up about 200 to 300 miles of the South Pacific, not far from where I'm broadcasting this show from, the Hawaiian Islands, and you have what's called El Nino, and you now have massive weather changes across the United States. And the fact that there are several HAARP type of antenna arrays established around the face of the planet. In the book Death in the Air, we showed you in Europe, its sister organization is called EISCAT, E-I-S-C-A-T, a scattering device, an electromagnetic, ionospheric scattering device, where frequencies, which we show you in the book Walk on Water, have a direct impact not only on your own DNA, but in fact, every corner of the universe, which is connected through the mathematical matrix, feels and hears the distress signals coming from planet Earth. And if we have an alien presence on this planet, the most likely it is a result of the fact that those distress signals are calling to extraterrestrials to come to humanity's aid, given the fact that these human beings are so incredibly stupid, massively ignorant. Profiteering off of humanity's suffering is not what I would call intelligent. Changing the dynamics of Earth's natural balance and weather is not particularly smart. And the fact that we have egomaniacal leaders that have the audacity to do this, what a tragedy. So the reality is that we need extraterrestrial aid. We need angelic and spiritual support to the max, and that's what we're getting with particularly the book now, the revelation of the book Walk on Water. Get the book Walk on Water, folks. Get the DVD called Walk on Water. Get the Holy Harmony CD, Jonathan Goldman's brilliant production that's based on these core creative frequencies of sound that we've initially advanced in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and now with the book Walk on Water, we show you that the original solfeggio musical scale is in fact the core creative frequencies of resonance for the entire universe. What an amazing revelation. Now, what's the implications of the revelation is a revolution in healthcare and in biospiritual recognition and reality. We realize we're not divided, that we're connected, that it's not you and me, it's you, me, and that we're likewise connected to nature, and that likewise the environment and the atmosphere is all part of our electromagnetic grid. That's a mathematical matrix of the universe is right here, right now, bringing heaven to earth. And so this is the whole concept now where science is breaking through and supporting scripture and the realization that we are not isolated. We've been divided, of course, so that the flock, the sheeple, could be conquered as we march ignorantly to the slaughterhouses, these healthcare monuments, these hospitals and long-term care facilities, these drug-induced slavery institutions. We're marching, aren't we? Instead, what we should be doing is singing a new song, harmonizing with the great Creator's resonance frequencies of the universe, and emancipating ourselves through from this slavery, expressing our sovereignty, and being all that we can be. That's what we should be doing, and many of us, of course, and you wouldn't probably be listening to this program if you were not. I know that BBSradio.com and virtually all the folks, the fine folks, I know many of them on the host roster for BBS Radio are likewise on the same page. Well, there's all this darkness, and there's all this gloom and doom, and there's all this vaccination intoxication, and all this ongoing genocide and environmental manipulation. There's likewise a whole spiritual renaissance that's occurring, an awesome uplift in not only our knowledge, but our wisdom. Most importantly, a grand opening of the heart, great orchestral creation of divine perfection, resonating, singing from beyond heaven's gates through our own opening hearts, restoring not only our holy spiritual temples, but allowing us the gift of healing, laying on of hands, prayer, the new understanding that water, structured water, responds to prayer, love, and thanks. These are miraculous times in which we're living, and the fact is that as much as there is negativity, there is also positivity. Where there is evil, there's an equal amount of good. And so the focus is your choice. Where do we focus our time and energy? Well, I have been, as you know, if you go to our DrLenHorowitz.com website or the publishing company, tetrahedron.org, that's the geometric figure, that's the publisher, Tetrahedron, for all of our books and tapes, DVDs and CDs. That's www.tetrahedron.org. Great organization also. You should read the files, read the article archives. There's life-saving information on that website. But also, if you begin to realize what we've been doing is not simply exposing the negativity, but also the great news, the positivity. So if you're interested in the negativity, let me recommend a couple books. And if you're interested in the positivity, let me recommend a couple books. And there's also, for every book that we've produced over the last many years, there's a DVD, an educational DVD for spoon feeding all you people who don't like to read. Or if you've got friends or family who can't read for whatever reason, and you want to bring them over, entertain them, and educate them, sit them around at a dining room table, or watch your television set from your and your video display from your either computer or your television. Get the DVDs now that are out. You begin to have a summary. You can have a summary of each of the books. They're available through the publisher, tetrahedron.org, or the website I gave earlier, www.HealthyWorldDistributing.com, HealthyWorldDistributing, all one word, .com, and you'll find those also probably just by doing a search on Dr. Len Horowitz. You'll come up with those websites, I would imagine. In Google, they'll get you there. But the reality is, the great news is, here's some books that are the good news. Start with reading Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. We got the healing codes, folks. Then you can go to Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Learn how to take control of your holy temple. learn how to use detoxification, deacidification, boosting and normalizing natural immunity, oxygenation and bioenergetic therapies and technologies and herbs and supplements and things that are inexpensive, low cost, low risk, highly effective alternatives to the satanic sorcery in the pharmaceutical industry is giving you and I and our infants. Well, then there's the brand new release, Walk on Water. Walk on Water is awesome. Get the DVD, Walk on Water. I know that you'll greatly appreciate it. I've watched it 3 times in the last week. We just got it, and I am thrilled with it. It does the job. Educating. We need to educate. We need to outreach. We need to herald the great news. We need your help. It's one family. The bad books, books where if you want to wake people up that are still ignorant about what's going on in the genocidal realm, get the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. It's the bestseller. It's a national bestseller. Get the book Death in the Air, and get the book that I mentioned, The Healing Codes, also is an overlap of those fields. Well, we've come to the end of this Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm going to bring you back to Don and the studio at bbsradio.com. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy lives. Remember, again, at healthyworlddistributing.com, you can get not only all the products, books, tapes, as well as the healthcare products and equipment that I recommend, but also you can get into the chat discussion that's tomorrow, the Inside Hour, tomorrow. And we'll see you then. We'll talk to you then. I praise you for taking time and being with us, doing whatever you can to help save some lives. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, saying bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.